This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That would be a sad life if loving was just on Wednesday, wouldn't it?
It would.
What a horrible reality that would be. All right, here we are on the 18th of October, Doug Steffens Good Day program for a Wednesday with Jay Kirshner in the ready, or at the ready, or on the ready. We're already willing and able to celebrate the price of gasoline going down. Why are gas prices still going down when oil prices are going up? The situation in the Middle East, usually what you get when there's a big thing going on in the Middle East, which is the source of a lot of oil, as the prices go up, up, up. But as you may have noticed, the prices are going down. I think it was last Thursday we were talking about this, and the prediction from several experts was that gasoline would kind of by the end of the year go down to $2.99 on average around the country. Average cost right now, this at this time during this week of our lives, is $3.58 mm-hmm. around the country. And so
there was one day where it did go below $3.
Yeah.
And well, but it was only one day.
What it shows you is how much this is a phony baloney world when it comes to things like that. The gouging that's gone on at your expense and my expense. But the reality, I guess the one good thing that may come out of electric cars, at least in a temporary way, is that the use of gasoline has gone down, which is what the aim is, to be sure. And so with less use, there's more of it. Therefore, they cut the price. But you don't trust the Middle East situation at all because it's so volatile. Who knows what will happen to the oil supplies. We should be oil independent. That was one of the things that Obama did that was good. Made us oil independent. We had all kinds of reserves, and then it got frittered away. Was not one of the great things during the Trump administration. And by the way, the theme, as much as I am sorry for it today, is anger in this program. Not anger among us, but treating anger and hostility and fighting in a way that sort of is more mature than it is. I saw something about Trump yelling and screaming yesterday about something that was going on. That's childish. And it doesn't set. Here's this guy, potentially, he was the leader of the free world. And a lot of the stuff that he did, his actions were good. His appearance was not. The way he attacks people, makes fun of people, yells about stuff.
Kind of like bullying behavior. But it also gave civilians and just kind of like the quote-unquote normal people, like we are, who are not in politics, almost a reason or more of a right to start name-calling and be outwardly hostile towards
aggressive.
Each other. Because it just seemed like, well, if the leaders of our country are doing it, which they were doing it before Trump, it just seemed it was a little bit more behind closed doors, where he brought it to the forefront. He was tweeting out all of this stuff. He didn't care if the mic or the camera was on, because he kind of seems like somebody who he is, whether the cameras are on or off, where a lot of other politicians, they are not. They save it for behind the scenes.
Yeah. I think of all the two presidents that I like most in my lifetime were Eisenhower. If I were to pick, if there was a list of five, Eisenhower would be number one. Reagan would probably be two. Clinton would probably be three. George Bush the father would be four. Gerald Ford would probably be five. Those would be the ones that I thought were the most presidential. Just that's me. That's, you know, everybody's got a different way of looking at it. But those, and I know that only one of them is a Democrat. But okay, so what does that mean? Yeah, only one of them is a. Yeah, it's it really is amazing how we have sort of painted ourselves into a corner with all of this stuff. And then you look, that's our country, but look around the world. The Arabs now are mad. Joe Biden was going to meet with a number of Arab leaders, the Palestinian Authority even, the leader of Jordan, but they canceled the meetings today. So he's only over there. You're going to see Netanyahu, and the two will talk through how to de-escalate the conflict. I mean, it's not in anybody's best interest. Certainly it isn't in anybody who's thinking about its best interest. Maybe the people in Hamas think, and the people in Iran that lead the country, they think it's good to stir the pot because they want control. They want to kill all the Jews, and they want to have Allah. They'll have everything in the name of Allah. And people who are Muslims, good, faithful Muslims, have nothing to do with that philosophy because it isn't what the philosophy of Islam is. I shouldn't say Islam. The philosophy of Muhammad and what is reality when it comes to being a, I suppose maybe any of the major religions, Christians, Muslims, Jews.
Mm-hmm. And none of them are violence. None of them are violent. No. A lot of it is kind of the inner turmoil or the quote-unquote educating other people. It's extremism.
Yeah.
Or the,
I mentioned the Crusades, I think, earlier on, and that was all about Christianity. Take over the world for Christians, right? Excuse me, I interrupt you, I'm sorry.
No, yeah, but yeah, exactly, where it's the extremists, where every religion across the world has similar teachings. It's just a different way of saying it, or it's just a different story, but they still have the same morals, the same values, the same, like, go out and preach what you believe to be the word of whom you worship, and then your own inner turmoil of leading a good life, leading a good religious life based on what you believe. None of that includes violence.
None
of it. Though that is extremism that goes there.
There's a group called Guerrillas for God. So, yeah, okay. Of course you are. Yeah, this kind of stuff is... Let's do some truckers in the news. Truckers in the news. A semi-truck driver, actually this isn't great. There was a story in Colorado yesterday about this semi-driver who got killed. Railroad bridge collapsed from the derailment of a coal train in Pueblo, Colorado. Driver was a 60-year-old fellow from California. And so they're not really sure what caused the derailment, but there, as we know, in the last couple of years, a lot of derailments. Mm-hmm. Nobody on the train was hurt, but the bridge collapsed and the truck was under it, and that was the end of the truck and this guy driving it.
Yeah.
These sorts of things happen, but it's driving a truck is a dangerous business. It really is. There are people nuts on the road that don't know how to drive, and oftentimes because the way truck drivers, especially the cross-country drivers, are paid by the mile, so they go faster because that's how they make a living.
Yeah, and longer, and then they're driving tired. But also, people in privately owned automobiles disregard semi-trucks because they think, I'm going to cut them off because they're probably going to go slower than I plan to go, and not realizing, hey, they don't brake on a dime, and you forget about the blind spots and everything. There's a trucking company, and I think they have these everywhere, but there's a trucking company near us that it's a student driver. It's a school. So it's a big semi-truck, but there's...
Trailer truck driver, but it's not
anything that's actually, like, going anywhere. They're teaching people how to drive, and it even says student driver all across, and it's just, like, that needs to be taught with privately owned vehicles of how to share the road with semi-trucks, with other drivers, with motorcycles, how to be aware and not just assume that... Don't assume what other people are doing and drive defensively, but is a form of being able to react or respond over reacting.
Yep. Here's another truck story from Florida. Thieves using a tractor trailer to steal 4,000 cases of booze worth $1.6 million. Massive heist. This is a movie in the making. Right? Took place at the Republic National Distributing mm-hmm. Company near Tampa. So this is the warrant targeted an Apple iPhone 14 Pro Max that the thieves used from, I guess, the driver.
That's a rookie mistake. You're supposed to use the, the disposable phones, the ones that you just buy at, like, a store and toss it.
Right.
No paper trail.
It's a burner.
Rookie move, people. Clearly, they are not watching enough Ocean's 11s.
No. Or Law and Order. You get that stuff taken care of. As long as you're in Florida, sad story of a diver. Take the R out, Doug. A skydiver. This is another reason not to go skydiving, folks. This guy landed in somebody's front lawn, and he was dead when he got to the front lawn. He was a solo parachutist. And so this is Titusville, which is over on the Cape side, Melbourne. Titusville Fire Department investigating 69-year-old Frederick Morello of Ormond Beach was up. I guess he was doing this a lot, did a lot of skydiving. He had parachutes. He had gear. But the surveillance video from a neighbor captured the crash. Apparently, the stuff didn't work. Duh. That's a stupid statement. Of course it didn't work. That's why the guy died when he hit the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go skydiving. Not safe. Oh, not smart.
I always wanted to when I was younger.
I know you did.
And then I became very aware of mortality. And you know how some buildings have an elevator that's on the outside of the building and it's all glass? You see? I cannot do that. I used to have no issue with heights. Now I'm like, I have to have my eyes shut or I'm taking the stairs.
No, don't do that. It's just like, I love to fly, but I don't like that kind of stuff. Heights, no, thank you. Especially that kind of stuff. You know, like a glass bowl going up and down the side of a building. What the hell's wrong with that picture? 18 after the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco, and rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
At the hour now on the Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us. Jay and I are into Ann Wilson now in celebrity news, things that are trending, the gossip on social media. Ann Wilson, believe it or not, my God, is 73 years old. She has been performing for over five decades. A music legend, that's not strong enough a description of hers. She comes from the first female rock group back in the early 70s. She had a solo career. And so what's going on with her now? Well, she's figuring out what to do in her life now that she is, as I said a minute ago, 73 years old. This is almost unspeakable. How did she get to be 73 years old? What happened? Alright, we'll talk about her and that after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
She had me there. Barracuda.
Barracuda.
Watching her play the guitar, I don't know, it's the sexiest thing. It was like watching Not so much Stevie Nicks do the, you know, the singing and walking around
and
the stage.
Yeah, the tambourine and stuff.
Yeah, no, that wasn't it. But watching, what's her face on the keyboards? Now, why, Christy McVie.
Oh, Nancy? Oh, okay, no, Christy McVie. Yeah, gotcha. I was looking at the part.
All right, so Ann Wilson, need I say it again, is 73 years old. The band...
And that is not... I feel like once upon a time, that was probably considered, like, ancient.
Yeah, but it's not now.
It's
yeah.
not. It's not yeah. even remotely. Look at just even the Golden Girls characters.
Look at me.
But think of when the Golden Girls first came out, and they were in their 50s. Sophia was, like, 79, not even yet 80, and they just seemed like they were supposed to be significantly older. And then you look at the cast of Friends and how old they are now, and they're basically older. Jennifer Aniston is older than the cast of Golden Girls when they first started in the first season. And age does not relate today like it used to. Like, it is normal for people to live into their 90s. So I feel like senior citizens really start at maybe 80-something, and then 90 is like, okay, you can be considered elderly. It's becoming more normal for people to live past the age of 100, it seems.
Yep, for sure. So anyway, with Ann Wilson, she was bullied a lot because of her body when she was younger. She had weight stuff, and she had addiction problems and that sort of thing. I think that comes from being on the road as much as anything else. Seems to be something that they have in common. She's still not 100% sober. She has a glass of wine after she performs.
But she's not in the throes of addiction, which is
No. You can learn a lot from her and the things that she has to say about her world. I have a lot of respect for her. I thought she was cool. Still is, as you were pointing out. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is no longer scheduled to travel to Jordan today. After visiting Israel, Biden was planned to meet with Arab leaders in Amman. An explosion at a hospital in Gaza that killed roughly 500 people, according to Hamas. Palestinian officials blame Israel, but the Pentagon says it's not clear who's responsible. Israel says the bombing was a result of a rocket misfire carried out by the Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorists. Attorneys for presidential candidate Donald Trump are filing a notice of appeal following the decision by a federal judge to issue a gag order against him earlier this week. The partial gag order was issued Monday, prohibiting Trump from publicly belittling witnesses, prosecutors, and court staff. Trump called the ruling unconstitutional. Thank you for listening, my friend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day. Hope you're having a good day. Good day!
No conversation is complete without your input.
Hello?
Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Thank you for calling.
Around, but you still feel bad and it kind of down and mad cause they got 4 more days before the weekend rolls around on Wednesday. They're feeling fine again and they're working like a dog and digging in, trying to do everything they should, putting them cars together good. And I got me a car that was made on Wednesday, on Wednesday. If you're going to buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
You know how true that is? I told the story on the air. As a matter of fact, some guy took a shot at me the last time I said I'd worked at the Framingham Auto Assembly Plant for General Motors when I was a kid, working as an inspector on the line. I was in college, and it was a summer job, and I learned, wow, did I learn about life
working in that scenario. General Motors built a plant here in Framingham to build at the time the BOP plant, Buick, Oldsmobiles, and Pontiacs that came out of the plant. There were 1,800 people that worked in there, and the ones that came in drunk on Monday, you wouldn't want to buy a car. It was always everybody said, find the serial number of the car, find out what the day was it was made. It was made on a Monday, don't buy it. And that sort of trickled
in. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's like don't get sushi on a Sunday or a Monday.
Yeah, right, because it's old. Right? It's not fresh.
Mm-hmm. It's not that fresh.
Same thing. Yep. All right, so we're into the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, it is Wednesday. Yes, right. The big stories of the day, what's happening, what's good, what's bad. So let's find out what's going on with Representative Jim Jordan.
I'm a loser.
Oh, he lost.
I feel like you're celebrating that a little bit.
I think he's not the guy I'd like to see in charge. Let's put it that way. I'm of all of the people that are still in play, I still like McCarthy the best. And apparently there are people that are fans of his because there were 20 people, 20 GOP lawmakers who voted against him. And a lot of them are loyalists to Kevin McCarthy. Don't be surprised if in the end it goes full circle. I'm just making it, I don't know anything. I just am giving you my gut reaction that after all this has gone through the ringer and it's back and forth and up and down and sideways, McCarthy becomes the speaker again.
I agree with you on that. And I'm kind of hopeful for that, too, because it's almost of like just proving a point.
Yeah.
Of like, get your head out of your butts, people. Come on.
Yeah,
get stuff done.
Another person in the news today is Jonathan Nez, N-E-Z. He was president. This guy, if you've watched Yellowstone, I can't remember the name of the character or the actor's name, but the leader of the Navajo, I think they're Navajos, the leader of the Indian tribe that's on next to Dutton's land. This guy is him in real life. He was the Navajo Nation president, this guy Nez, and he's running for Congress in Arizona, first native to run for Congress. I thought that was interesting. But the correlation, because Yellowstone is such a fabulously popular show. Mm-hmm. If I tell you he's the president of the Navajo Nation, what the heck is that? But if I tell you he's the same guy as in Yellowstone that's running the Indian
Nation.
You're
like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy. So, anyway. China has real problems in the real estate market. The number of people wanting to do business with them. We have, as a country, imposed limits this week on American companies selling computer chips that power artificial intelligence to the Chinese. Why would we want to do that? Why would a good, wholesome, solid American company want to do business when you know what's going to happen if you give this stuff to China? Are you so greedy? Are you so focused on the bottom line that you'll sell this stuff to these people? Oh, thank you. Unga bunga. Nope. Talk about a shock. Wow. A Georgia man got a ticket for speeding.
I love this.
Did you see this?
Yes.
All right. This guy got a ticket for $1.4 million for driving at 90 miles an hour in a 50-mile zone. He was pulled over by the Georgia State Police, and he looked at this ticket, $1.4 million. He says, this has got to be a mistake. So he called the lady on the phone that answered and said, this might be a typo. No, sir, it isn't. Pay the amount or you'll be in court. Show up at court December 21st at 1:30 to plead your case. I think I'd be going to court. What do you think?
Well, and that's the purpose of this, because so many people get a speeding ticket and they just pay it, and then they'll keep speeding until they'll do it as often as they want to if they can afford to pay the tickets, as long as they don't get too many points on their license that they lose their license. But to curb speeding, they have this insane amount for a ticket right. to get people
so this
to go
is
to
real.
Court. Yeah, this is real. And yeah, to get people to go to court. And the price, that's just the price of the ticket if you don't want to show up at court. The judge will actually give you the fee, and it's a different fee,
right.
You know, when you're found guilty and all of that. But some places, this is this way in Nashville when I first moved there, that if you have a clean driving record and you're caught speeding or doing anything or whatever, the judge will actually give you the option of, okay, here's the fine that you have to pay, or you can go to a driving course, a four-hour driving course, and we will wipe this from your record.
That ever happened to you?
And yeah, that's how I learned about it.
Yay!
And I became a big fan of this whole concept because there were so many things that I didn't realize I had been doing wrong. I felt like I learned a lot, but I was also reminded a lot, and that was when I became a big fan of these driving courses as an ongoing education situation of like, hey, every so many times that you need to redo your license or re-up your license or whatever, if it's expiring, you have to go to a driving course. I was a big fan of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, worked, obviously. All right, so let's take a break here for a second and wish somebody a happy birthday. Here's, as we are frequently want to do, reminding you that you can get through to us at 855-999-DOUG. That's something anybody can use anytime. And sometimes we find something that really is cool that we want to put on the air. And this call is an example of that.
Good day, Doug and Jay. Well, today is a good day. It's really a fabulous day. It's my youngest granddaughter, Leah's birthday. She is 10 years old today. So I'm calling, and maybe you could wish her a happy birthday. So, because I'll be with her in a little bit, and she knows I always listen to you. So anyway, it's my granddaughter Leah's 10th birthday, and it is a good day. Thank you so much for all you do.
That's
you have
sweet.
A good day, too.
Yeah, thank you.
Aww,
you
happy
well.
Birthday, Leah.
Happy
You're
birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Leah. Happy birthday. I hope she's listening and she can play this back to Leah, right?
Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
And many more. Leah. That's a great name. Right?
Do you remember
and
getting...
This woman loves that girl. Can you tell by her voice? She loves... Like when I talk about Miles, you can tell that that I really love this kid. And so it's neat.
There's a special relationship between a grandparent and their grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And it's very sad that not everybody gets to experience that.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yep. Yep. And I see Jasper coming along, my son's son. We're going to have lunch on Saturday. It's Brendan's birthday, so we're going to have a big lunch. And I just see that he's just the two of them. They go off together. When they're together, they just go off. Miles is going to another room to play with something, and right like a little rabbit, Miles follows him in the next room, and then they learn from each other. Yeah, they learn. He's learning from Miles. Miles learned from him as well, because he now doesn't have a brother or a sister, so this is a great combo. So, hey, thank you. Very nice lady. Did she say what her name was, that lady?
No, no.
I don't think she did.
Leah's grandmother.
Oh. All right, that's good. Now, talking about parenting, let's spend a little bit of time talking about this lawsuit against Snapchat. You may or may not have lost sight of this. One of the, I suppose maybe the standard bearers in this thing is mother and father, or are, the plural, Samuel Chapman and his wife Laura. Their son Sammy was 16 years old, junior in high school. He died after overdosing on a pill that was mostly fentanyl. He got this from a person that he met on Snapchat, the 16-year-old. The child met somebody on Snapchat that sold him, got him hooked on this. So the parents found that out. And then there were I'm looking at some other examples here in this suit. It's going to be today in Los Angeles Superior Court. There's a hearing on this. So a lot of parents, dozens of them, in fact, got together for a class action lawsuit against Snap Inc., which is the parent company of Snapchat. For some reason, I thought Snapchat belonged to Facebook. For some reason, I don't know why I thought
that. No, I'm not sure why.
Not true. Anyway, so how many children, think about this. This is the question here. Have lost their lives The stories about the connections they've made on social media, like Snapchat, have been swept under the rug. And so now it gets the light of day. Hopefully it won't get lost because of all the other stuff going on in other parts of our reality. This is something that needs not to get lost, not to be buried, mm-hmm. but it needs to get the full light of day shown on these. Again, it's social media is, as far as I'm concerned, probably the worst thing that's happened in the modern era to humanity. Great things come from it
today, yes.
But more negative, bad stuff like this comes as a result of these trolls like this guy who's selling fentanyl to 16, 14, 13-year-old people, children.
Mm-hmm. So, and it's so easy. And even before the social media that we know today, there was AIM, AOL's Instant Messenger, which was basically like one of the first iterations of social media. And when Facebook first came out, it was just a place where corporations or students on college campuses could connect with other people on their specific college campus or in that corporation. You could not connect with anybody else. And then it became a public source for everybody, and it opened up. And it was just one of those things of, you can see where there's good. You can see where people have been reunited. People have been alerted that others are okay. If somebody loses something and people search them out on social media and they find them, there are a lot of good stories that come from this, but there is also so many dangers hidden and blatant that just have not been addressed in such a way until today, where it's almost like, but is it, it's just too late.
For them, for the people who are dead, it sure is. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Speaking of being late, I'm thinking about this as I'm looking at the boarding passes and stuff for my, I haven't been on a plane for a few months, and now this time of year I'm on a plane pretty much every week. And I noticed that United, American's not doing this, but United is going to allow economy passengers who are sitting in window seats to get on first. Doesn't that make sense? Instead of climbing over everybody else, right? Who's in the out, who's in the, I know, I don't like sitting in the window seat. I always sit in the aisle.
Yeah, I like
but
the aisle.
People climbing over you to get to the window seat? No. So
I don't mind moving for somebody else, but I feel bad asking them to move for me.
Yeah. Well, so you don't have to if you're flying the United anyway. All right, that's that scoop. Lots of scoops today on the Good Day program. 48 after the hour.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participate in U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Silver.
Discover has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Allen House, good day, and Movie Moments time. Chuck Curry is here with Jay and I, Jay and me, excuse me, correct English, objective case. Chuck, you got that? It's Jay and me.
I understand.
All right.
What
okay.
do I say?
So, you fit in to the friend circle. We okay. know you, we love you, we listen to you, we are outraged by some of the things that you say. That's okay. It's all right. It's not bad. All right, so what are we
like
playing?
If it was movie credits, it would say starring Doug J, and then I'd be at the bottom end, right? Like, okay.
No, you get credit. It'd be right. You yeah. could be an executive.
Like, you're listed like, as and more.
Yeah.
It would be like Beyond the Poseidon Adventure and Carl Malden is Wilbur, right?
Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah, and Charles Curry is here.
I know that went over most people's heads, yeah, but some people.
Not mine. We got it. Okay. Yep.
Okay, we play that because this day is an interesting subject to talk about. This day in TV history, October 18th, 1988, Roseanne premieres on ABC, starring Roseanne Barr, John Goodman, becomes a very hits a nerve among the American pop culture, becomes a big hit, runs for 10 years. Here's my opinion of Roseanne. I understood why it hit a nerve. As a sitcom, though, I never thought it was funny. Like, but I understand it worked on a different. It worked on a different level. But I as a well-written sitcom that produced big belly laughs, I don't think it ever had it.
You know, there's no such thing anymore.
I do understand why it was popular, though. I do get that.
None of these shows produce big belly laughs. This is not Carol O'Connor's not around anymore. We don't have Archie Bunker anymore. Those were the days. Some of the stuff that was on MASH.
Golden Girls, those were funny shows.
Yeah.
Roseanne was not a funny sitcom, but it was
a funny person.
But it struck a social nerve. I do get its popularity.
Yeah, right. All right, George Clooney, speaking of popularity, met with the SAG-AFTRA leadership yesterday. What's going on?
It was George Clooney, what I read, George Clooney, Tyler Perry, Emma Stone, Scarlett Johansson, all represented.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. These are the strong
big timers.
Meaning they want to know exactly what is the sticking points here. It's got to be a good sign, right? You can't
push
go
it over the
forever, and the studios can't. Not produce movies.
These guys can't go back to work either. This is in their best interest to get this thing fixed.
But let's be honest. If Ben Affleck, George Clooney, Emma Stone, Scarlett Johansson, Tom Hanks, if they didn't work for the rest of their life, I think they'd be okay.
It'd be fine. Yeah.
Speaking of Roseanne Barr, I read her net worth before we went on air. It's about $80 million. So, you know, all the problems she's had, she's going to be a lot better than me, you, and Jay.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, if money's your only measure of success, that's what we were talking about earlier, as a matter of fact.
But unfortunately, in this ridiculous culture, always shoot for, you know, everybody wants to be part of the 1%.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
But, you know, read Britney Spears' bio coming out. You know, it talks about how fame is literally dancing on the edge of oblivion, which there's a lot of truth in that.
I think there'd be a very. I would not look forward to. I don't read a lot of books because I don't have time. I'm reading a lot of stuff, the daily periodical stuff, weekly, because I need to be informed so I can sound moderately intelligent on this program, despite what you think.
Keep trying.
All right, the prosecutors are going after Alec Baldwin again.
I read that. I was like, oh boy, they got to have something better to do. Find the person who put the bullet in the gun. No,
right. Thank you.
Like, I mean, that's the problem. Here's one other thing before we leave. There was a debate going around yesterday on the internet about theater etiquette because you have this.
Oh, I saw that.
Crowd,
yeah.
Right. Dancing and singing in the aisles. Is that appropriate? I say sure. Why not? It's a concert.
Of course.
Film. To think you should sit there silently and watch a concert film, I mean, that's a fan base. I have no problem with it.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I think it's a cool thing.
Exactly. That's really... People are so funny. We've been talking about this off and on all day. It's so easy to get angry about stuff.
If you're watching Killers of the Flower Moon, Martin Scorsese's, and you start singing and dancing, that's a problem. That would be an issue. Not a Taylor Swift concert film.
Yeah. No. And Taylor Swift is probably going to have another $100 million weekend this weekend?
Oh, I don't know about that much, but it'll do very well. You did good today, Doug. I'll see you tomorrow.
I did well, thank you, Chucker, and so did you. And yes, tomorrow on the horizon, we will have our time together, the three of us, Jay, Doug, and Chucker on Movie Moments on Good Day at 59 after the hour.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.